This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. New Hampshire Democratic Party Chair and Delegate Ray Buckley is wrapping up his week in Philadelphia at the Democratic National Convention. Buckley is the first openly gay politician to serve as president of the Association of State Democratic Chairs and a vice chair of the Democratic National Committee. Buckley has met several times with the DNC's LGBT caucus this week, and he joins me now after their final meeting today to talk about that meeting and other issues. Thank you very much for speaking with me.
Pleasure.
If you could, please give us a sense of what issues the LGBT caucus has been discussing this week.
Well, certainly, we understand, celebrating the successes of the Obama administration, whether it's repealing Dress Don't Tell, passage of the hate crimes legislation, the historic numbers of openly LGBT citizens he's appointed, the executive orders that he's put in, and certainly the frustration that we have not been able to pass an Employment Non-Discrimination Act that's inclusive. We have much things to do. Obviously, we as a community are working very hard now on the gun issue. While we were all always concerned, certainly what happened in Orlando affected us to an extent that was absolutely stunning. I really hadn't been that stunned and shocked since I lived through the AIDS crisis of the 1980s, where I actually felt that it was part of me that was attacked at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando. So I think that we have fully committed as a community to work to fight the NRA and those individuals like Kelly Ayotte that follow them blindly.
With respect to those issues, Chairman Buckley, how do the policies of the two major party candidates for president compare, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump?
Well, the Democratic Party platform that we just passed 2 days ago is the absolutely most pro-LGBT platform in the history of America. It is inclusive of full equality at every level in every instance. That is the exact opposite of what occurred in Cleveland, Ohio. Never before has the Republican Party been so blatantly anti-LGBT. They essentially said that the LGBT community has no home within the Republican Party, and it's very disappointing because obviously we would love to be able to work across the aisle and make our issue a nonpartisan issue or a bipartisan issue.
You were the last superdelegate to finalize your nomination vote on Tuesday between Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton, and you spoke to Sanders supporters before they cast their final votes. What did you tell them?
I wanted to talk to them because I know that there had been a lot of conversation over the last couple months of the tradition that we usually do in New Hampshire, where we just unanimously vote for whoever is going to be the eventual nominee. And I told them it is more important they do what they feel proud of and what they feel comfortable, and that traditions are fine to be traditions, but this is an incredibly important vote, and if they felt that it was important to them to vote for Bernie Sanders, I absolutely supported their right to do that. And I did not want anyone changing their vote because they felt that I would be disappointed or that anyone else would be disappointed. We absolutely embrace the passion of Bernie Sanders, and we believe that it was their absolute right, and that's why we went through all 57 states and territories and allowed every single delegate to vote with their heart.
Debbie Wasserman Schultz is going to be out as chair of the DNC. Is that position, her position, one that you're interested in?
The decision on who the DNC chair will be is going to be made by President Hillary Clinton after the election as she sets up her administration. She'll make the decision on the entire leadership of the Democratic National Committee. I have had multiple thorough conversations about the state of the DNC and the state of the state parties and local grassroots across the country with her over the past year. I feel very comfortable with whoever she decides to choose. She's going to make an excellent choice. There are a lot of great people who are being talked about. I would be very proud to support any of them.
And would you mind if that person were you?
I certainly would, you know, serve the party and serve the president if asked, but it is not something I'm going to be out there after. I respect that it's her decision, and I will abide by whatever her decision is.
Chairman Ray Buckley, thank you very much. That's Ray Buckley, chair of the New Hampshire Democratic Party and a delegate at this week's Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia.